actually. The main finding was that media consumers in regional Australia were very dissatisfied with the diversity of media that they currently receive. They're less concerned about specific owners. They don't necessarily know a lot about that. But they are concerned that the proposed changes will potentially reduce the amount of diversity because they currently perceive the diversity as being fairly limited already.
Now, on Friday night, the parliamentary inquiry endorsed the Nationals' calls for restricting one person from owning a TV station, a newspaper and a radio station in one regional market. To what extent do you think this would change the impact of the laws in the bush?
Look, I don't think that it's actually the answer to this situation. The 2 out of 3 proposal would still allow one owner to own, for example, the major newspaper in a regional centre and a major television station, the main local TV station, or they may own the newspaper and 2 radio stations. So it still allows one person or one company to have a very concentrated voice in particular regional locations.
Do you think there are any other specific amendments which weren't raised that you think should apply so that we're not in a worse position regarding diversity than we currently are?
Well, I mean, it's evident from the committee's report the committee was completely split. The ALP, the Nationals themselves, and the Democrats, didn't agree. So no one was agreeing with each other and with the other parties in the committee room. Clearly it's flawed legislation. It'll have to be significantly amended to have any kind of reasonable effect, but it is flawed legislation. So I mean, I think the best case scenario is that it's actually rejected and doesn't make it through the parliament.